go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's good to be back with you. We went away for a little while, but you know, by popular demand, we're here again, and we have what's known in the world as a popular following. Because if we didn't, then, you know, I'd be looking at an empty call queue yet again. But have you missed me? We went away for a month, and we're back. And what we need to now is to keep it going. Because if it drops back to the way it was, then the next time... maybe permanent, who knows. we're here and we're going to bring you shows for as long as I'm in the mood. Okay, so we have the timer. Timer is still in use. It's useful. People have got used to it now. It's a 10-minute timer, and you will hear a little bell telling you that your call is up. No more questions after that, please, because we need to move on to the next call. And we have a very full call queue this evening. There is already 14 people in our call queue. Okay. So 14 people in our call queue at the moment. Whether we get to you all depends on you. We're certainly going to give it a bash. And my guest this evening is none other than psychic medium Tina Marie. And Tina with us just one day a week now. Tina, back before we went off there, was doing 2 days. When we went off there, we done things in the background and we made it happen for you. So we've got some new people coming up for you, and there's a few surprises in the pipeline. But all I'm going to say for now. So without further ado, here's Tina.
Good evening.
Hiya, Tina. It's good to
Hi,
be back.
Hi, how's
yeah?
everything? Oh, it's brilliant to be back.
Not so bad. You know, we had a few teething problems there, setting things up and getting back on the air. You know, I think one of the most frustrating things was the Facebook thing, because it's like setting that up and getting it working properly, because Facebook can be a bloody pain in the arse, you know, and getting that to work properly was a bloody nightmare. So we just went back to the drawing board on that one. But we're there, we're here, and we're going to stay with you for as long as you need us, ladies and gents. So, online one, Deep.
Good evening, Deep. How can I help, darling? Deep.
I bet he didn't think he was going to be number one, that's why. Okay, exactly. We'll put you back deep and we'll call you in later. Okay, so Deep not thinking he was going to be number one there. Shouldn't call in so early then. Right. We have two Suzannes in the call queue this evening. Our first one is a 443 area code. Suzanne.
Hello.
Good evening, Suzanne.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you very much. How can I help?
I would love to just have a general reading, maybe my grandparents or guides, anybody that wants to give me a message.
Okay. Suzanne, you do have guides around you, sweetheart. They have been guiding you to a certain decision that you want to make. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. They're saying this decision is a very important decision. It could have major changes in your life. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this decision that you've got to make, you were still mulling it over. I'm being told, Suzanne, you don't need to mull this over, sweetheart, because you know the pros and cons of what this decision that you're going to make. And I'm being told also that you need to just go with it. You need nothing to hold you back right now as well, because I'm feeling as though you've not got too much faith in yourself. Would that make sense?
I think I have questions. I think I'm getting better, though.
Yeah, yeah. But I do feel as though you've still not got that much faith in yourself. You think because of what's been happening, and I feel as though some people maybe in the past have been putting you down. Would that make sense?
I don't know if that's so much it as it is the fact that I'm not positive about my abilities.
Right, okay. This is where the faith in yourself is lacking, sweetheart. Your confidence once you start doing it, making these choices. And I think this choice that you're going to make, sweetheart, is going to be the building of your confidence, because you are capable of anything. You are capable of literally anything, sweetheart. You don't want nothing put you off, basically, because if you know that your faith is going to lack, people are going to pick up on that. And if you come through with a lot of confidence, and then people's going to enjoy the confidence that's coming from you. So I'm being told to tell you, you've got to go through with this choice that you want to make, okay? Because that will be the starting of you. That will be the starting of your confidence. It will be the starting of your energies. The angels will be around you and guiding you and helping you through with what you want to do, okay? I am feeling as though there is somebody around you who wants to say that you're doing very, very well with yourself, okay? I'm being also told to tell you as well, Suzanne, that if you have faith, everybody will have faith in you. Would that make sense?
I think Suzanne has dropped the call there, Tina.
Right,
so
okay.
You've lost Suzanne temporarily there. So whether she called back or not, I don't know. Okay, right. So in the meantime, we must move on. And we're going to start the timer all over again. So, okay, Joy. Christiana, sorry.
Hi.
Good evening, Christiana. Good evening,
hi.
Darling.
Yeah, I have a question. I recently got a reading and was told that I had black magic on me by someone named Lori. Is this true or is this false?
You have black magic on you?
I do.
Okay. I'm not feeling any sort of black magic around you. The only thing that I'm feeling from you, darling, that you've been feeling... maybe a bit low around yourself and you feel as though your energies are not there. Would that make sense?
Just a little tired lately.
Right, okay. Don't feel any black magic around you, darling. I really don't feel any black magic around you. I wouldn't understand why people would say that anyway, because it's not really what you could call realistic about saying anything like that. I don't feel any black magic around you, sweetheart, at all. All I feel around you is positivity, because I feel as though you're going to be starting a lot more positive about yourself, because I feel as though you want to do something, but you're lacking your positivity for it. Would that make sense?
Oh, lacking positivity?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm building my positivity. I mean, I'm not always a positive person.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what I was saying, sweetheart. Okay. You need to start and build your positivity because I feel it's lacking somewhat. I do understand that there's a male gentleman, a male figure in spirit around you. Would you understand that, please?
I can think of a few people, yeah.
Right, okay. I feel as though when this gentleman passed, you was very, very distraught. You was very, very close to this gentleman. Would that make sense, please?
Do you get an initial?
No, not at the minute. He's wanting me to tell you that he's still around you and he's going to help and guide you through to what you want to do. I'm feeling as though he wants to help you achieve something. Would that make sense?
I suppose. I'm not sure who it could be, though.
Okay. He's giving me the initial A.
Yeah, nothing comes to mind. I mean, I was kind of upset, disturbed by my Uncle Larry's death when I was a child.
Right, okay. Okay. Because he's giving me the letter A. I don't know why he's giving me the letter A, but he says, he's just said to me, you was kind of really upset when I passed. I feel as though this guy was very, very ill before he died. Would that make sense?
No, I just can't think of who this could be, so.
Right, okay. Okay. He's wanting me to tell you, sweetheart, that you can achieve anything. You can do what you want to do if you put your mind to it, okay? He's understanding that you could be under a little bit of pressure right now, all right, my darling? And he says he wants to say he's going to be guiding you through. I feel as though there's what could be coming up as a very good change in your life. Would that make sense?
Yes, that does. I'm going on a retreat, a spiritual retreat, so I feel positive about that.
Right, okay.
In August.
Right, okay. He says he wants to help you achieve that. He does want to help you achieve that. He also says you're very, very, you're quite psychic yourself, because he's saying that you are able to pick up and detect when spirit are around you. Would that make sense, darling, please?
Yeah, I work as a psychic, so yeah.
Yeah. Okay, because he says you are somewhat psychic, because he says he was standing around you a few days ago, and you was forever looking over your shoulder because you was getting the feeling that somebody was watching you. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. He said it was him. He was testing you. He was testing your boundaries because he knows that you're coming into your own right now, and he understands that you can be a little scared about it, okay? But he says you want to keep your positivity with it. He says because not only are you just starting to be psychic or picking up the psychic sort of sense, he's saying to me you've been psychic since being a child. He's saying to me that you was forever, when you was younger, forever detecting spirit around you. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
Because he wants you to embrace it, darling. He does want you to embrace it. He says you could go places with being a psychic, sweetheart. Okay. He wants you to start and embrace it because he thinks it's a wonderful thing. Okay. He says you'll be one of the first in the family to be a psychic. He says there is others there, but others haven't gained are not thinking about it as much as you are. They're not thinking about their spirituality as much as you are. Okay. He's saying to me that somebody said something to you. I don't know, maybe it was quite a while ago. Having the feeling as though they were being watched. Would that make sense at all to you, please?
That I have a feeling of being watched?
No, that somebody was speaking to you and they said to you they had a feeling of being watched.
It might have been my mom.
Okay. Okay. Because this person was also watching your mum. This person was also watching your mum. Because I feel as though there's some sort of connection between this person and your mum. Okay. I feel as though she's always been known that there's been somebody there. But she's one of these that is a bit sceptic about things like this. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he still said to me, he was stood in a corner and he was watching, and your mum kept looking over to the corner. And then she sort of like turned around to you and said she had the feeling of being watched. Okay. But she was being watched, but not by, she thought it was somebody of the physical form, not of the spiritual form. Okay, but there is a spirit around her as well that is connected to her, that is actually watching her with what she's doing. Okay, I feel
is
as though
it's good or bad.
No, it's good. It's good because I feel as though it's sort of like maybe a parent figure around her or a grandparent figure around you.
Oh, yeah.
Around
that's
her.
That's probably my grandma, her mother.
Right, okay. Because she's saying to me, this guy just said to me, there's some things that your mum's doing that she wants to embrace, but she's a bit frightened about. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, surrounding work, yeah.
Yeah. She says, I've got to give you the message to tell... He says, I've got to give you the message to tell her just to get on with it. Because I do feel as well this gentleman's connected to your mum in some way. Maybe a brother sort of figure or a grandfather figure, maybe a father figure. Would that make sense?
Oh, in spirit? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so, yeah.
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 Because I do feel as though this guy is like... in some way connected to mum, but is which is making me feel as though he was some way connected to you as well, which is the way he's watching both of you. But he says with you especially, you've got to embrace what you've been given because you've been given a gift, and this is what this gift is for. He says you've always gone out of your way to help people. Would that make sense?
Well, I try. I do try.
Yeah, because this is why you've been given the gift, darling. This is exactly why you've been given this gift, because with this gift, you can help a lot of people. You can actually help a lot of people, sweetheart. So this is the reason why he's come to you. He understands that it could be a bit frightening. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Christiana. Okay, we put the wrong thing on. We put that's the alarm, but it does the same job. So okay, right. I don't know whether to use that one or the other one, but we'll use that one for this evening. All right. So it's loading the other one up. Okay, let's see then. We need to go back to Deep. I hope he's there now. Deep.
Good evening, Deep.
Sorry, Ken. Good evening.
Fine.
Good evening.
Good evening, Deep. How are
any
you?
Any messages that you have for me, please?
Okay,
I'm good,
sweetheart.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. There is people around you, okay? There is people about you. And they're saying to me, you're listening to advice of others. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay. They want you to keep listening to the advice of others, darling, because you know what's going to happen, all right? I don't know why they're saying that, but you know what's going to happen. Or you've got a gut feeling you know what's going to happen. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because they're saying to me, it's not going to be long. It's not going to be long. I don't understand why they're saying that, but it's not going to be long, Deep. Okay. They're saying to me, it's not going to be long, Deep, before tables do turn. Would that make sense?
I don't know, but it's good that if it's that way.
Yeah, yeah. You need to just keep your positivity up, sweetheart. You need to keep your positivity up, I'm being told. Okay. They understand that you're under a lot of pressure, okay, but they're saying you need to keep your positivity up, darling. You do need to keep your positivity up because they want you to succeed. They want you to get everything that you want, okay? They've also just said to me as well, Deep, that things are going to take a turn for some good. There's some good going to come your way. Would that make sense at all?
Is it to do with my son? What ways?
I think it could be, but I also think there's a job for you in the pipeline as well. I do think there's going to be a good job coming up for you as well. I'm getting a feeling of another contract besides the one that you're doing. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I'll look forward to it. Thank you.
Yeah. They're saying you've got to keep your chin up, sweetheart. You need to really keep your chin up. Okay. You do need to keep that chin up as well. Don't let other people get to you, sweetheart. No matter what's just happened, you need to don't let other people get to you. You need to come out as the top man. You need to come out as the top man, darling. Okay. They're saying if you smile, others will get envy. Okay, others will get envy. They're saying to me also that they're giving you backing. They're giving you the inspiration to carry on, sweetheart, all right? But they do want you to lift your life back. They do want you to lift your life back, sweetheart, all right? They're saying they want you to go see someone. I don't know who it is, but they want you to go see someone. Would that make any sense?
Would it be the GP? I don't know.
I don't know, but they're saying to me, you need to go see someone, okay? You do need to go see someone because they're saying these people will help you get your life back on track, okay? These people will get you help you to get your life back on track, darling. Okay, they also want you to start and think more about yourself and what you want to achieve and where you want to go with things, okay? They're saying this, they're saying that you are sitting there, you are thinking about it, but you're letting something get in your way. Yes, it might be to do with your son, but you still need to start and think about things that you want to make your life a lot happier. That makes sense?
Yes, yes, it does.
Okay, because they're saying to me, sweet pea, that they want you to start and live your life. You need to live your life, darling. Okay. They understand that it's going to be very difficult to try and start to move on, all right, with things that are going on around you right now. But they're saying once you start to live your life, the good things are going to start coming your way. They understand that you're going to be a little bit scared. You're going to be a little bit scared. You're going to be a little bit skeptic about things. But they're saying to me, because you've been knocked down so much deep, they're saying you're such a wonderful gentleman. You shouldn't be treated like you are being treated. Okay. So they're saying to me, please, 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 can you start and pick yourself up, darling? All right. They want you to start talking to people. They want you to start opening up. Okay. You don't keep things bottled up, darling, because it will consume you. Okay. And we don't want that. They're saying this is what we don't want. We don't want things consuming you. You need to keep talking to a favorite person. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. They're saying to me also, Dee, because you are going to start opening up, you are going to start and feel much better about yourself. All right. You are going to feel
yes.
much better about yourself if you start opening up. Get everything off your chest. All right. They're saying to me also, if you start feeling angry, they're saying either go out for a walk or go out for a run. Don't take it out on anything that's surrounding you. Would that make sense, please? Because the way you can burn anger off is going for a run or going for a walk, okay? Or maybe just going into some sort of hilly area and having a good scream or a good shout where nobody can hear you. Okay, but they don't want you. Don't want everything that's around you consuming you, sweetheart. Because they're saying to me, if it starts to consume you, it's going to prove that other people can get one over you. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. The understanding that you're frustrated. They understand that you're very angry. Okay. This is why they come through. It's a lady and a gentleman figure. Okay, there's another lady just stepped in. She's saying to me, you know what we taught you. We taught you with what you know, and the knowledge that you've got inside of you will make that come true. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, darling. Okay. You've got to start and going on that knowledge. You've still got to go on that knowledge that you've been taught. Okay, this is what I'm being told deep. But they're saying that you still got to start and keep opening up and talking to people. All right, darling. You need to open up, start, keep talking to people. Even though you don't like, I know you don't like bothering people, sweetheart. We all don't. But if you're feeling like you are and there's thoughts going through your mind, you need to open up. You need to talk, okay? You need to get it off your chest, darling, as well, because people are worried about you in the spirit world. They are worried about you. They think this is could be getting a bit too much for you as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it is. It does.
Okay. They want you to start and help yourself, darling. They do want you to start and help yourself. They want you to get that deep fight back. You know, the deep that used to be a fighter, they want that deep back as well. I don't understand why they're saying that. Maybe you will understand, okay? Because they're saying to me that there was times where you'd never let anything get to you, okay? Yes, everything is very on a personal mission for you at the minute, but they're saying you've got to try and sort out life around this personal mission, all right? And if this includes talking to people about your personal problems, sweetheart, get on with it. Don't let nothing consume you, because they feel as though your anger is consuming you. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. They're also saying to me, you know you've got people that you can talk to, darling, all right? They know that you've got people that you can talk to. Even if it's a close friend or it's a family member that you're really close to, you need to understand that they are there to listen. Everybody is there to listen, okay? You do need to make an appointment to go see the GP. You need to tell him what's going on and how you're feeling, okay? You need to tell them everything that's going on with you, not just what you think they want to know. You need to tell them everything and ask them to see if they can do anything about it, okay? Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Because I'm detecting a lot of emotion from you, Deep. I'm really detecting a lot of emotion. I could actually just sit here and start roaring, to be perfectly honest, because you're beginning to feel as though you're at a loss right now. Okay, but you've got to really understand that you've got people around you, darling. You have got people around you. Okay, you're not alone. You don't have to be alone, darling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Tina.
Okay, thank you very much, Dave. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Right, somebody said that the chat is in administrator mode. I've took the administrator mode off, so it should be working properly now, but if you're having problems with it, then well, I'll probably shut it down. I don't normally open the chat, but we decided to open it this evening. So, okay. Now then, there's a lady in the call queue, Suzanne, and we have two Suzannes in the call queue, by the way. We took half a call with this lady when she dropped. So we're going to try and find her. She was there a moment ago. So, okay. Suzanne.
Hi, sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
It's okay. Welcome back.
Thank you. Just wanted to see what messages my family had for me or people that have crossed over already.
Yeah. You have got people with you, as I was saying before, sweetheart, okay, because they're giving me a recap on what I've said to you. All right. They're saying to me, you don't want to feel as though everybody's going to be judging you, because they're not. Okay, this is the main bugbear with you. When you go to new places, they feel that you get the feeling of being judged or of being misunderstood. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't want to feel like that, people, darling, because your people, with what you want to do, will sit and listen to what you've got to say, okay? You need to start and do these choices that you was making, okay, because I do feel as though you can make impact on people's lives. I do feel as though it's to do with maybe either teaching or stand up and speaking sort of choice that you want to make. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel as though you're being judged, darling, because you're not, okay. You're not going to be judged whatsoever. I do feel as though there's plenty of people that's going to be coming to listen to you that needs help making choices in their own lives that have been making quite bad choices for themselves, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do understand that he's going to be a little bit nervous and a little bit nerve-wracking for you. But I do feel as though once this gets going, Suzanne, and it keeps going, you're going to get recognised, darling. You're going to get recognised because of things that have gone with you in your past as well. Suzanne, I'm being shown pages from a book. Would you understand anything like that, please?
Yes, I've been making notes and studying, and I would like to be a medium, and I think I'm also going to be channeling some writing.
Right, okay. You are a medium, darling. You are a medium. I've been
That's
told
true.
You
I
are a medium. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I've been told that you are a medium, sweetheart, okay, because you can hear voices around you. Would that make sense?
I haven't yet. I think sometimes I do, but I'm not sure. I'm hearing clairaudience is going to be one of the ones I use, so I'm super excited about that, but I'm not hearing it yet.
Right, okay. It will come to you, okay, because my senses of just my clairaudience senses are just starting to wake up, and you'll get it bit by bit, and then all of a sudden
mm-hmm.
you're going to get four voices around you. But at this precise minute, I'm just a sense medium. A sense medium is just the same as a clairvoyance medium, but it's sensing what people are saying to you. They're putting it in, because with this one, you've got to put your own emotions aside, and you've got to let people into you. Okay, so
uh-huh.
this precise minute, I'm just a sense medium, and I'm sensing what people are saying, okay? And this gentleman that's with you, there's a lady stepped in as well. Would you understand a lady in spirit, please?
Yes.
Okay, this lady stepped in. She says, you've got to remember all the teachings that she gave you. Would you understand
yes.
that, please?
Yes, that's my grandmother, and she was a school teacher, and then I was a school teacher for 33 years. So I think I'll be good at standing up in front of people and talking.
Good, good, good. This is what she's saying. She's saying this is what she wanted. This is always what she's wanted for you to do. She wants you to go places. She does want you to go places, sweetheart, all right? She's saying
okay.
to me, all these teachings that I've taught you over the years, before I unfortunately passed, she's saying
mm-hmm.
it's all come together with what you've been taught and been teaching at schools is what you've been teaching yourself as well, okay?
Uh-huh.
And she's saying this is all coming together in one nice knitted circle. She's saying to me this is all she's ever wanted was for you to be out there, and she wants you to be recognized. She wants you to change people's lives as well and make a difference, she's saying. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what she's wanting for you to do, darling. She's so overjoyed that you're going to do what you want to do. She's saying that you're going to be one of the first in the family that's going to be like with what you're doing, that's going to make a difference to people. Okay. She
mm-hmm.
says she's very, very proud of you. Very proud of you. And this gentleman that's with you is also proud of you as well. Okay.
Okay.
They're both saying that they're going to give you 100% guidance, okay?
Okay.
And they are going to give you 100% guidance. They're going to give you 100% inspiration. They're saying to me, you've got to try and listen out for names, okay? I don't understand
okay.
why they're saying to me, you've got to try and listen out for names, okay, they're saying that they've already started to try and call your name out, and there is one or two times that you have actually heard your name being called. Would that make sense?
Maybe, yes.
Yeah, but this is why
yeah.
they're trying to awaken your clairaudience as well, darling. This is what it is.
Okay.
Okay. But at this precise minute, she's saying that you're a sense medium. You know who's around you. You've just got to try and tune in that little bit more, because what they'll do, they'll start putting things into your head for
okay.
you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you
very much,
so
Suzanne.
Much. Yes.
More than welcome, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Suzanne. And
thank you.
Okay, so we need to move on because Suzanne got a time and a bit there, really, I suppose, with that one. So, okay. Let's see where we are. Cindy.
Good evening.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm brilliant, Cindy, and yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm hanging in there.
Good,
I was wondering if you could help me with any messages regarding a relationship. Just had a breakup, but I don't know if it's permanent or if it's temporary. I mean, it made no sense. I mean, I think it's planets in retrograde or something. It was just crazy. We were, getting along very, very, very well, moving forward, and now we're not speaking.
Yeah.
And totally declared done. But I don't know if we really are, and I was just wondering if you can just give me some insight and
right. Okay.
If I'll hear from him again and when, if so, and where his head's at.
Right, okay. Cindy, what I'm doing, I'm feeling as though, with you explaining with that, as you was explaining that, sweetheart, I feel as though one of you was feeling as though things were moving maybe a little bit too quick. Would that make sense at all, please?
Well, that's possible, but he had just taken steps to move forward and
yeah.
Actually showed me a ring he was fixing to put on my finger. It wasn't complete. So
right,
he was
okay.
taking those steps to move forward, and I think he might have panicked and got cold feet. But, he hasn't admitted to that, but I kind of think that's maybe why he picked a fight over absolutely nothing and blew up.
Yeah, well, that's
Am
what I
wrong?
Was thinking. And
okay.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong, because I am sensing that one of you was feeling as though things were moving too quick. And I do sense a sense of fear as well around you. Okay, because maybe he was thinking that he was becoming on too strong, coming on too quick. But I do feel as though he does care about you, sweetheart. He really does care about you. And you've been together, as you say, 6 months. He understands the frustration that you're under right now. He does maybe need some time to get his head together. He does maybe need some time, but the fight that he caused was a very poor excuse of trying to get out of things, to be perfectly honest. I feel as though things were, with him, he felt as though it was moving really too quick for you, because he did start to have a bit of a panic attack, darling. He did start to have a bit of a panic attack. But instead of doing what he should have done, which was sat down and spoken to you, okay, he took the coward's way out, I'm being told he took the coward's way out, basically. No offense to anybody out there, but I do feel as though he took the coward's way out. And
the crazy thing is I was not pushing him to move forward. It really surprised me that he was moving forward that quickly, although we were together and working very well together and getting along and just really getting closer every day for 6 months. So, he was wanting to show me that he was sincere and looking at, a future together. So that part didn't surprise me, but I didn't push him in any way, never brought it up.
No.
To push him moving forward.
Yeah. We've got a little saying over here, Cindy. I don't know whether you've heard it, but he jumped the gun a little bit too much. Okay, I feel as though he's starting to jump the gun a little bit too much with you, darling. Okay, or assuming to jump the gun a little bit too much. Okay, but obviously he's took a massive step back now. Okay, but I do feel as though he did take the coward's way out. Instead of just sitting down and talking to you and saying, look, Cindy, we need to slow this down a little bit, I feel as though it's moving a little bit too quick. He did actually take the coward's way out, sweetheart. I'm sorry to be so harsh, and I'm sorry to say what I'm saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel as though he took the coward's way out. He should have spoken to you first, Okay. I'm thinking that he was trying to I won't say impress, because he'd already impressed you, but I feel as though he was making you feel as though you was loved, as though you was wanted. Okay, it's not as though he doesn't feel that now, because I do feel as though he does feel that now, but what he needs time to do is time for himself to think about what he's done and how he's reacted. Okay. Because I do feel as though he's got some sort of regret around him now. Okay, I do honestly feel that. Because I do feel as though this guy does still love you and he does still want to be with you. Okay, but I do feel as though he needs to have time to think about what he's done, basically, sweetheart. Okay?
Okay, do you see him contacting me? Or wanting, because he blew up in his argument, and then he started just saying all kinds of just hateful things, totally untrue, uncalled for, trying to get me to get angry, because he was angry.
Yeah.
And trying
yeah.
to provoke me to argue with him, and I just, you know, I got my car and left, and then 3 days later he called me wanting to argue again because he was upset because I didn't come back. And
yeah.
I'm not going to sit there and be talked to that way and yell that. And
no.
I've told him that before. You know, so do you see now, so he came like heartily dropping off my things that I had loaned his son a generator and a few other things I had over there. So he come and dropped them off the next day with his son and made a big scene. I said, would you like to talk and not yell and argue? He said, no, I'm done with you. I'm done talking to you. And he stomped off, got in his truck and peeled out. I haven't heard
yeah.
from him since. So
I was just wondering if
I will hear from him and when.
The when is another question, sweetheart. But I do feel as though he needs time to think about what he's done. Okay, I do feel he needs to think about what he's done, sweetheart. I also feel as though he's full of remorse, he's full of regret. Okay, but he does need time to sit down and think about what he's done. And then I do feel as though he's going to call you and apologize for everything. Okay.
You see him apologizing? I didn't know that was in his vocabulary.
Oh, no. Some men can admit when they're wrong, sweetheart. Some men can admit when they're wrong.
He tries to justify things, you know. He tries
yeah.
to smooth them over and justify them instead of apologizing. It's
yeah, well,
of
there's nothing
normal.
To there's nothing to justify about this. He needs mm-hmm. to apologize. He does need to
yes.
apologize, because you shouldn't have been spoken to the way that you was. And this is what I do feel that's coming. I do feel as though he's going to apologize, darling. Okay. But he needs time to come to terms with what he's been... Basically, sorry, with what he's been thinking, with what he's done, what he's thought about, and how he's gone about things.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as though he's full of remorse, Cindy. I do feel as though he's full of regret. But he needs to be left in time for you not to call him and make him sweat. Okay, you need to make
him
sweat.
Oh, I'm not going to call him. Absolutely. There's not a chance in hell I will be calling.
No. But I think he's one of these men that as well will think that you're going to call him. But you don't want to be doing that. You want to make him sweat, sweetheart. I know it sounds really harsh. Okay.
Yeah.
And I am speaking from past experience.
No, it's been a couple of weeks already, and I'm absolutely not calling him, texting him, contacting him. There's like zero contact from me.
Yeah. Yeah, it could take months, it could take weeks, it could take months, but you've got to understand that he's full of remorse and he's full of regret with what he's done. He feels ashamed, basically, because you need to
Why wouldn't he just call me and apologize and ask if we could talk?
He's very stubborn. He's very stubborn and he's very ashamed of himself. Very stubborn and very ashamed of himself.
Okay. Is he trashing me and talking down about me to his family?
No.
So that they think it was my fault instead of his, trying to justify me being gone, trying to blame it on me instead of him?
No. So,
okay.
Okay, Cindy, thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you very much. That was very helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, our core queue is going through the roof. We're on a constant 15 callers. So as one calls off, we get one calling in. We're constant 15 at the moment, and we're moving on. We have our second Suzanne of the evening, 631 area code.
Oh, hi, this is Suzanne. Thanks for taking my phone call.
You're welcome, Suzanne. How can I help?
I have two quick questions. I'm working as a bus monitor now, but I applied for teacher aid, but just two places and no more. Do you see me staying with the bus or getting a teacher aid? One school district with an R, another one with a C, or staying where I'm at? And I went on a date Sunday with Amanda and supposed to go tomorrow for a second one.
Right,
but
okay.
He doesn't know yet.
Okay, sweetheart. Yes, I do feel as though you're going to get a teacher's aid because I feel as though you've got what it takes to be a teacher's aid as well. But I feel as though people are going to be wanting you in all directions. I do feel as though people are going to be wanting you in all directions because I don't think the bus company is going to be eager to let you go either because they're very impressed with all your work and how you're working. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though, I really feel as though there's going to be a choice to be made, to be perfectly honest, Suzanne, with this. Okay. Because I feel as though you've spoken to somebody on the bus about this teacher's aid that you've gone for and applied for. All right, darling. I understand that it's going to be very frustrating for you, but the angels are with you. Okay, the angels are with you. They are going to help you. They're going to inspire you. But if you need them to interfere in your free will, sweetheart, you need to give them permission, okay, to make a choice for you. Because I do feel as though it's going to get to that point where you do have to make a choice, darling. All right. Because both Teachers Aid and both companies are going to maybe offer you a bit more, okay.
Do you see the R or the C, or are they both interviewing me? I think they're probably going to interview beginning of August. I have to get a call, though, you know, to interview.
Yeah, I do feel both is going to be wanting an interview.
Which one do you see me getting?
I do feel as though it's the one beginning with the R. I do feel as though it's the one beginning with the R. But I do feel as though you've got your heart set on one of them. Would that make sense?
I don't know. I was a lunch monitor for the one for the C, but I had to do this bus monitor to make more money. And then I was a substitute aide and lunch monitor for the R, but I just couldn't keep subbing. So I worked for both of them.
Right, okay. I feel it's the one with the R, darling. I do feel as though it's the one with the R. Okay.
Mm.
I do feel as though it could be the one with the R. But I also feel as though the bus company wouldn't want to let you go because you've been doing such a good job with them. Okay. This is where I do feel choices are going to have to be made between all three. It's
what
going to be a very,
C?
Very...
What about
sorry?
The C? Are they going to keep me as a lunch monitor or are they going to hire me as an aide, the one with the C?
I do feel as though they're interviewing with the teacher's aid as well, sweetheart. But this is what I mean. I feel as though you're going to get an interview with for the teacher's aid for a C, and you are going to get an interview for the teacher's aid with an R. So there's going to be one choice to make. But I feel as though when you tell them, like, say if you get the jobs at either the R or the C, darling, and you tell the bus company, I do feel as though the bus company is going to want to keep you as well. So this is where I'm feeling choices is going to have to be made.
All right. You think the C is going to hire me too as a teacher aid?
Yeah, I do feel as though they're both going to interview you, both C and R, which is going to have an impact on the bus company as well.
Which one am I going to get out of the C and R, both of them or just one?
You're going to be offered one, but I can't be certain of which one, darling. I obviously can't be certain of which one, but I do feel you're going to get an interview for both of them. Okay.
All right, and what about the date tomorrow? Do you think he's going to cancel because of work or we want to have it? What do you see about him? His name begins with a T.
don't think he's going to cancel, to be honest. I don't think he's going to cancel because I feel as though, I don't know whether this is a first date, second date, or third date. I do feel as though the first date went pretty well. I do feel as though he was understanding of when you was talking to him. I do feel as though he was sat there and he was listening as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though this gentleman's very, very caring, darling. I really do
feel
as though this gentleman's caring.
Real quick, my mother's thinking of moving to Florida in a year. Do you see her moving? And they want me to move, but I don't know if they really want to.
I do feel as though your mum's going to move, darling. Yes, I do feel as though your mum's going to move to Florida. It might not be in Florida where she wants to be, but I do see her moving, darling. Okay. I do feel as though she's maybe going after a condo or an apartment. Would that make sense?
I think they want to buy a house, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
But
all
they
right.
want me to go, but I don't really feel like it. I'd have to make friends, get a job. I wouldn't see my son as much.
Yeah. It's a bit of an upskillment, really, isn't it? It's a definite upskillment for you. But I do feel as though your mum's going to be moving, darling. I really do feel as though she's going to be moving.
But me, I don't want to move there with them.
No. You need to speak to your mum about that, darling. You do need to speak to your mum about it. Put your feelings across to her.
Yeah, because then I would miss my son because he would come visit in New York. And, you know, if I don't meet somebody, which I think I will, I have faith, but if I don't, then I'll have to live with him one day. That's what, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I do feel as though you need to talk to your mum about that. And I do feel as though your mum's going to be very understanding of your feelings as well. Because I do feel as though mum is a real caring person. Would that make sense?
Yes and no.
Okay. Well, mums do worry about the children. They do worry about the children as well.
And how is my son doing, last question?
I do feel as though he's okay. I really do feel as though he's okay, darling.
He's okay?
I do feel he's okay. He's enjoying what he's doing. Okay, he's very happy with what he's doing at this precise minute as well, sweetheart. Okay?
All right.
Thank you for...
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you, Suzanne. Thank you, bye-bye. You're Ken.
Okay, right, I'm sorry about that, we're back. So, in the middle of that call, we seem to have lost Suzanne there. The second Suzanne loss of the evening, which is kind of strange, because Suzanne on line 5, different area code, but dropped in the middle of the call again. But I think Suzanne got the gist of it all, so we should be okay with that. Okay. Right, so moving on then. Let's see where we're going. Right. Karen, are you there? Hello? And we seem to have lost the microphone there from Tina. We're not hearing nothing there, Tina. Tina, we're not hearing you. Hello?
Hello?
Is that Karen, is it?
Yes. Yes, this is Karen.
Karen?
Ken, can you hear me?
Right, okay, we got you now.
Okay. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. Hello, Karen. How can I help, darling?
Oh, yes. I was just wondering if you see me picking up a second job. I have some expenses coming up in the fall.
Okay. I do feel as though you're looking around for another job, darling. And I do feel as though you've got your heart set on one. Would that make sense? Okay. I do feel as though if you put a CV to this one, darling, or a resume to this one, I do feel as though you might get this job, sweetheart. Obviously, because times are really hard at this precise minute because of lockdown and what's been going on, darling, I do feel as though you will get this job as well, because I do feel as though you're more than qualified for it. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Okay. I do feel as though if you put a good thing across to the employer, darling, I do feel as though you're exactly the person that they're looking for, to be honest. I do understand that it might be a little bit frustrating as well for you, for the waiting time as well. But I do feel as though you are going to get this second job as well, darling. I do feel as though the spirit around you as well that's giving you some guidance, they're saying you've got to... you dream of. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay. All right, darling. Because I feel as though there's something that's bothering you right now. Okay. Obviously, because you have got an expense coming up, obviously, as well. But the understanding that they're thinking of, that you're thinking about maybe moving, because I feel as though they've been talking around you about moving.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. There you go.
I feel as though it's maybe it's moving to be closer to the to one of the maybe the job that you've got now. Would that make sense?
That would be downtown, but maybe closer to the train station. Yes, possibly.
Yeah, because this is what I'm feeling. I do feel as though it's either closer. It's closer to your job as well, because I do feel as though you've maybe got. A good commute sometimes to get through traffic to get to your job. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. This is why they're saying they're giving me a set of keys as well, sweetheart. They want you to understand that they're around you. All right. They're hearing everything that you're saying. There's a very special lady around you. Would you understand a very special lady, please?
Yes. My grandmother, yes.
Yeah, okay. Because she's around you and she wants you to stop worrying about the most simplest little things, she's saying to me. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying, don't worry about the simplest little things, she's saying. You've got to worry about the big things. Okay. You have got to worry about the big things, but the little things will sort themselves out, she's saying. Okay. She wants you to know that she's very much around you and you are very much loved. Okay, and she's saying to me something about you was either writing something down or reading some pages, because she's giving me pages of a book, darling, or some pages of a notepad. That makes sense at all, please?
Yes. I write everything in a pad. Yes.
Right. Okay. Because she was watching you. Okay. She was watching you. She said she wants you to start and write down all your worries. Okay. She wants you to start, no matter how small they are, she said she wants you to write down the worries. Okay. Put it in a heat-proof dish. Burn it. Okay. And then throw the ashes out to the wind, she's saying. And then let heaven and the universe take care of them small worries that you've got. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, because she feels as though there's pressure around you right now, sweetheart. She feels as though there's pressure around you. I do feel as though it's not peer pressure, but I do feel as though there's some sort of pressure around you that's making you want to hurry up to get this second job. Would that make sense?
Yes, yes, yes. It's expensive.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
She's saying to me, please don't stress yourself over it. Okay, you're not to stress yourself over it because she doesn't want that. This is not what she wanted. She says, just go with what I've taught you before. Things will come to those who wait, she said. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying you've got to just have a little bit of patience, darling. Just have a little bit of patience. Okay. She's saying to me, please, can you have a little bit of patience? I do feel as though there's somebody special going to come into your life as well.
Yes. Yes.
I do feel as though you're going to... Sorry?
Yes. Oh, I have a boyfriend, yes.
Right, okay. And I do feel he's giving you guidance, and I do feel as though he's giving you a lot of inspiration as well, sweetheart. Okay. I do... feel as though this gentleman is understanding what you're going through. Okay. She's talking to me that somebody has put an offer towards you or is talking about putting an offer towards you. Would you understand anything like that, please?
Yes. Possibly the job that I'm at now. They may have some new business.
Right, okay.
A new project.
Right, okay, because she's talking about somebody that's going to be putting an offer towards you as well. Okay. I don't know whether the offer's been put towards you or it is going towards you, but she's saying when this offer is given to you, please can you take it? She says it's opportunity knocking. I don't know what she means by that, but she says it's opportunity knocking, sweetheart. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know why she's saying it. I haven't got a clue. But she says you'll realise what I mean when I say opportunity knocking. All right. It's something I feel as though it's something you've always wanted to do. Or something that you know that you're good at. Okay. I do feel as though it's something that you're good at as well. And I understand that she's saying, please, please, stop getting so frustrated. Things are going to work out. Okay, she's saying to me, things are going to work out, sweetheart. All right. She wants you to start and think about the things that you want in life now. Okay, would you understand why she's saying that, please?
Yes, yes.
Right. Because she wants you to start and think about the things that you want in life now. Because all she wants for you, darling, is a peaceful life. Okay? All she ever wants is a peaceful life for you. Because she doesn't want you going through any more of what you have been through, she's saying to me. Would any of that make sense?
Yes. Yes, I just had a stressful move. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm also with you as well. I'm also seeing keys. Would it make sense if I said to you there's been talk about a move around you or some sort of maybe holiday vacation? Would that make sense?
Probably the first one. The first one.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Because she's just saying to me, a change is good as the rest. Would you understand why she said that?
Yes.
Okay. She's watching you with a very close eye, sweetheart, and she wants everything that's best for you, she's saying to me. Okay. She says, I know this is going to sound harsh with what I'm saying, darling, but you've got to please remember. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much for calling in, Karen.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, darling.
Thanks, Karen. Right. We're trying to keep as close to the 10 minutes as possible. Sometimes we seem to go a little bit over. And I was away during the last call, I must admit, and then I come back and realise that one had dropped. That's the second Suzanne of the evening. It's actually dropped, which is kind of strange. Okay. But there you go. It's not an evening for Suzanne's. Yeah. Okay. let's see where we're going. There's one or two that have dropped actually now. We're going to this one. Carla?
Good evening, Carla.
Hello?
Good evening, Carla. How can I help?
Hello, good evening. I wanted to ask, because I've been looking for a place to move. And I wanted to know if you've seen, like, finding any good apartments in August.
Okay, yeah, I do. Carla, first of all, would you understand a very special gentleman in spirit, please?
Huh?
Would you understand a very very special gentleman in spirit, please?
Yes.
Okay, because he's around you. Okay. He's saying to me, Carla, that you need to pick yourself up a little bit, darling. Would you understand why he's saying that, please?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's saying to me, darling, you shouldn't be allowing yourself to be treated like you are being doing. Would that make sense?
To be treated?
Yeah. He just said to me, you shouldn't be allowing yourself to be treated like the way you are being treated, okay, darling, because this gentleman's not very happy with the way things are around you now, sweetheart, at the minute, because he feels as though there's a lot of animosity, a lot of upset. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. He says you can understand the reason why you want to move. Okay. But I do see you moving, sweetheart. But I do see you moving to a place that's going to be new. And I do feel as though you're going to make a lot of new friends around this place as well. And I do feel as though it's a place that you've always wanted to go. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to keep with that, darling. You need to keep with that, he's saying, because around this place where you want to go, he's saying you're going to meet a lot of nice people who can show you things that you want to be shown. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay. You understand, you're under a lot of pressure, darling. You're under a lot of pressure. But you've got to fight through that pressure, sweetheart, and make your own choices in life. Okay. Don't let anybody make your choices in life for you, he's saying. You've got to make your own choices and stick to them. Stand on your own two feet and stick to that as well. Okay. I do see you moving into maybe an apartment or a condo, sweetheart, okay, that's to where you want to go. I do see mm-hmm. you making new friends as well. Also, I do see somebody that you've lost contact with, sweetheart, is trying to get in touch with you, okay, and you've been thinking about this person that you've been lost contact with. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, my ex.
Okay, because I feel as though you've lost contact with somebody and you've been trying to find them, and this person's been trying to find you. All right, darling. And I do feel with this person that you lost contact with, you was actually quite close to, and you got on like a house on fire. Would that make sense?
A house on fire?
No, I said you got on, sorry, it's the English phrasing, darling. You got on and you got on very well with this person. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You need to be more outgoing. You need to be a bit more open-minded to spirit around you, I'm being told, okay. He says you've got to stop being so sceptic. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah. Like, I be in my head a lot so much that the day it goes by. Like,
yeah.
I'll stay in a room, and it's like a bubble that I put myself in. But when I go outside, I feel different.
Yeah, yeah. It's in, you've got to stop being so skeptical, sweetheart, okay? Spirit are around you and they want to help you with what you're going through right now. They want to start and you've got to start and let them in, okay? They want to help you. They want to guide you, especially this gentleman around you, because I feel as though when this gentleman was on the earth plane, sweetheart, I felt as though he was very, very caring towards you. He was very understanding of you. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Is he young?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's fairly young. I'd say he was maybe in his 20s, early 30s, sweetheart. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah. And I think he's talking about his son, who I haven't spoken to in a long time, but we get along well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is maybe the person that's looking for you, sweetheart, all right? This could be the person that's looking for you. I do feel as though when you find this person, it's going to be a good reunion, okay? Or when this person finds you, it's going to be a good reunion. All right, darling. I'm understanding that you wanted to get away from a situation that's going on around you as well, because this situation I feel as though has been going on a very long time. Would that make sense?
Yes, like 6 months now.
Yeah, yeah. I do feel as though when you move away, it's going to be a very good fresh start for you, sweetheart. It's going to be a very good fresh start for you. And it's a fresh start that you do need. You need to wipe the slate clean, okay? And he says you want to make choices of your own. Sorry?
I said, do you think it's going to be soon?
I do feel as though it could be within the next few months, darling. I do feel as though it could be within the next few months. You've got to put your heart and soul into it, though, I'm being told. Okay? You've got to put your heart and soul into it and make sure you do know what you want to do. Okay? I've been told to tell you, I've got to make sure you do know what you want to do, because you don't want to be putting up with this situation that you've been in, sweetheart. You need to get away and you need to create a new life for yourself. Would that make sense?
Yeah. But it's kind of hard being, like, creating your life when you're in a situation like that I'm in, you know?
Yeah, I understand. I understand the situation that you're in.
Yeah, it's like you're not moving. Like,
yeah.
Even though, like, you got a job and, you know, you're working to get an apartment or whatever, but it just feels like I'm not moving still.
Yeah, well, this is where he says you've got to stop being so skeptical, darling. You've got to open your mind up and tell yourself you are going to do this and this is what you are going to do. Okay, darling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, sweetheart, if you need to talk about this anymore, I am on Facebook, darling, if you want to find me, and we'll sit down and we can have a chat a bit more about the situation. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, darling.
Thank you, Kayla. Okay. And that goes for everybody in the call queue there. If you click on Tina's name on the show page, it will go direct to the Facebook page. So let's see where we are. Carolyn, I wish you still, because I've seen the call drop 3 to 4 times there. So we finally got to you. Carolyn.
Oh, you know, I'm driving. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I kept going through dead zones and then the call would drop and I dial back in. I don't mean to make you jumpy. Sorry.
Ah, right. Okay.
Good
back,
evening,
you
Carolyn.
Guys.
Thank
Welcome
you very
back.
Much.
Whatever you pick up, Tina, I'll be happy with to hear. Thank you.
Right, okay. One, thank you very much for welcoming us back. It was very, very, we're very much appreciative of that, Carolyn. I am picking up that I do feel as though you feel as though you're going somewhere with yourself now as well. Would that make sense?
Big time.
Right, okay. I do feel as though your life's starting to pick up, sweetheart. I do feel as though you're leaving the past in the past. This is what we've wanted the whole long time, okay? We need you to leave the past in the past and stop dwelling on things, darling, okay? We want you to also think about choices in life that you want to make and being told by spirit, all right? They feel as though things you feel that sometimes are moving that little bit quick for you as well. Would that make sense at all, please?
I'm not unhappy about the quickness of stuff. What I'm more concerned about making choices that are, you know, just realizing what the options are that are available. I mean, it, no matter what choice I make, I know it'll be good. And I can always, you know, make another choice if that doesn't work out. So it's, you know, I'm just faced with a lot of decisions right now. And yeah, so it's happening really fast. Too.
Yeah.
Really, really fast.
Yeah. Okay. I've been told, I don't know what if this has got any relevance for you, Carolyn, at all. I'm being told you've got to take offer. Would that make sense?
Well, I did. I did take it. And that's, yeah. So if that individual decides to back out, it doesn't matter to me. You know,
right,
if that
okay.
individual goes forward with it, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I'm very indifferent. I can,
right,
I
okay.
I can do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I can do whatever.
Yeah.
I'm, you know.
Yeah.
And
well,
I had that
conversation.
I had that conversation with someone this morning. In fact, I just said what I said now, I had to repeat to them to make it clear that however it works out, I'm fine. You know, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I was told to tell you to take the offer, okay? And now you've taken the offer. It's up to the other party to think of how they're going to present things or what they're going to do with things. Would that make sense to all, please?
Well, no, they've already signed on the bottom line. And
right.
So they're already ready to...
Yeah.
We're all moving forward on this as if
right.
it's really going to happen. It's going to be like a few weeks before it becomes...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, final.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the end
yeah.
of August.
Yeah, yeah. Because this is what Spirit have always wanted you to do, was keep moving forward, darling, because they can see bigger and better things for you, okay? They can see bigger and better things for you, sweetheart. This is what the encouragement was for. This is definitely what the encouragement was for, because they're saying that you was wanting to keep some of the past within inside of you, but you can't keep the past inside of you because of what was happening in the past and the bad feelings that there were in the past. Would that make sense at all, please?
No, because I, you know, none of that's in my control. I know that. And so, you know, however, especially if we're talking you know, if it's just about me, that's one thing. But if it has to do with other people, you know, I can't control any of that. I've never been able to.
No, no.
So if somebody makes a decision, you know, that's totally on them.
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is that you've got control of yourself now. This is what they mean. You've got control of yourself for now, Carolyn. You've decided you wanted to move forward, and you are moving forward, and you are doing and enjoying the things that you do best, okay? And I do feel as though I can see some future, but I do feel so that in time in the future that you're going to get some very good news coming towards you. Okay. I do feel as though you're going to get some good news coming towards you, sweetheart. It may be news that you've been waiting to hear from. Okay. I do feel as though it's news that you've been waiting to hear about as well. All right, darling. They want you to accept this news as well, they're saying to me. And I do feel as though good things are going to start coming your way now, Carolyn. All right. Maybe more prospect. I feel as though it's prospects that's coming towards you, sweetheart. I feel as though it's prospects that's coming towards you. Okay. I feel as though there's going to be quite a lot of prospects out there for you. And I do feel there's some certain prospects that you've wanted, maybe say, for the last few weeks coming towards you as well. Would that make sense?
Well, I have to think about that because everything so far has been good. I mean, it's not, you know, everything's just rolling along and it's good. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean these prospects are not going to be any sort of bad, darling. They're all going to be good prospects for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just to help you move on that little bit further as well. You are quite overwhelmed at the minute of the way things are going for you. And I must say, you're very good at what you do. You are very good at what you do, all right? There's a spirit lady around you, and she's saying she couldn't be more much proud of you than what you are, what she is right now, all right? She's saying you're succeeding to where you want to be. Would that make sense?
Well, you know, sometimes we can manifest things, and then when it happens, it's like you think, oh, I manifested this. Is this how it looks? You know, that kind of thing. Because when you put it in your imagination, it's, you know, it just looks.
Yeah. I do feel there's quite a lot of prospects coming to you, darling. I honestly do. I honestly do feel as though there's a lot of prospects coming towards you. And they are good prospects, darling, to be honest. And I do feel they are good prospects are going to come towards you. And I do feel as though you're maybe going to be getting more overwhelmed than what you are doing. But you've got to take control. You've got to take the control of this overwhelmment as well. Okay. I'm being told as well that you've got to start looking after yourself a little bit more. To what you are doing now, you need to eat well and you need to drink well as well. I'm being told, would that make sense at all, please?
Oh no, I eat. In fact, I work out with a personal trainer. I do yoga. I work out with weights. My personal trainer thinks I don't eat enough, so I eat a lot of rabbit food and I eat really. I'm very. I take like good care. My refrigerator is full of rabbit food, and I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I just came back from a trip just now, and I'm celery and, you know, walnuts.
Yeah.
And
Well, you need to say, in some places, you need to take a different direction, sweetheart, I'm being told to tell you. In some places, you need to take a lot of different directions, okay, with some food as well. Okay, Carolyn, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Carolyn. Okay, let's see where we are. We should be now with Queen.
Good evening.
Welcome back, my lady. Welcome back, Ken.
Thank you.
What's up?
Thank you very much. My Queen, good evening. How can I help?
Well, whatever you receive, but also I'm ready to start completing. Well, I'm working on my book. I'm working on getting my webinars and you know, online classes. I mean, you know, automated.
Right.
And retreats. And so that's where my focus is now. And so whatever you get around that and whatever else, time permitting, thank you.
Okay, right. My Queen, I do feel as though things are going to be moving for you. I do feel that they are definitely going to be moving for you. Okay. I'm understanding that sometimes you can get a little overwhelmed of weight at the how the quick the things are moving for you. It's because you've got a lot of backing. You have a lot of backing from spirit. Okay. Spirit are always around you. Okay. Spirit are always around you, giving you every intentions of what you want to do. Okay. They're giving you the inspiration. They're giving you the guidance. They're saying about when you finish this book, you need to find a publisher to start, to look at it and see if you can get this book published, because if the content to me feels as though there's quite a lot of emotion, there's quite a lot of guidance, and there's quite a lot of understanding as well. Would that make sense at all, please?
Makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Because I feel as though this book needs to be published, sweetheart. Okay. It does need to be published. And it needs to, you need to keep the name, because I feel as though you want to change the author's name on the book. Would that make sense?
Well, the title I'm set on, the name I wasn't sure. So I hadn't decided if I was going to have a pen name.
They want you to keep your original name. They want you to keep the name that you are known by. Okay. I'm feeling it's maybe, obviously, it's, I feel as though it's maybe the one that you're understanding, that you're keeping on maybe YouTube, Instagram, or on Facebook. Okay. They want you to keep within that name because they want you recognized as a person. They don't want you recognized as an author.
All right. I got it.
Okay. They don't want you recognized as an author, sweetheart. They want you recognized as a person of all the good that you've done. All the good that you've done in your life and everything that you've been helping with. All the people that you've helped with as well. Okay, this is why they want this book in your original name or the name that you are known by, because of the recognition that you need to get. The recognition that you need to get, okay?
All right.
They want you to get the recognition, sweetheart, all right? They want you to start and think about the things that could be good for you around this book, that's coming around this book as well. All right. This is what they're trying to say. They're thinking about you and the good that comes from around this book. Okay. I do understand that you are getting a lot more followers on every page that you've got. Would that make sense as well, please?
It's growing slowly but surely, yes.
Yeah. Because this is what they're wanting for you. Okay. They're giving you the inspiration. They're giving you the guidance for all this, my queen. All right, because they want you to be recognized. They want you to be recognized as a person of structure. Okay, they want you to be recognized as a person of structure. Would that make sense?
What does that mean? A person of structure. Structure.
A person of standing. A person of standing.
Okay.
Okay. They want you to be a person of standing. Because where you are right now, my queen, I do feel as though you're treated like royalty. Would that make any sense?
There are times, and it's coming in more stronger, yes.
Yeah, because I feel as though where you are now and the community that you've got around you, they are actually treating you like royalty. They are coming to you every time they want to talk to you. They are not, I wouldn't say relying on you, or I wouldn't say they're depending on you, but they want to take advice from someone who is such a strong-willed person, who has strong, strong power within inside of them. Would that make sense?
That makes sense, and I appreciate that. That makes sense.
Okay. Because this is why people want you, they want to come to you. This is why you're beginning to be treated like royalty as well, sweetheart. Okay. Not only because of your name, it's because of the things that you do for people. It's the things that you're going out of your way to do. I mean, the things that you could teach people with the old ways and now the sort of like the new traditional ways. We'll say the new age ways as well. The things that you are teaching people around you and in your general community is having a really good effect on people. It's really having a good effect on people because I feel as though people are going around and they're spreading the word around about you. Okay, they're spreading the word. It's not a bad word either. I think it's an absolutely amazing word that they're trying to get you. Okay, they're really trying to get you an amazing word. Okay, because I do feel there's going to be a lot of amazing things start happening to you, my queen. I really do. I honestly do feel as though there's going to be a lot of amazing things happening to you. I couldn't even start to reel them off, but I do feel as though the book is going to be a good thing. The things that you are making, the jewelry section of it, the new creation that you're designing, because I do feel as though there's a creation that you're designing as well. Would that make sense, please?
Well, yes. I'm working on a few things. Yes.
Okay, because I do feel as though there's some new creations that you're making as well, or designing, should I say, ready for a build. Okay, I do feel as though these creations are going to be ready for a build very, very soon. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. These creations are going to be awe-inspiring. They're going to be very big and awe-inspiring. I do feel that. I'm being told of something about an art gallery. Would you understand anything to do with an art gallery, please? Because I've been told to tell you about an art gallery. I don't know its full contents, but they said to me, I've got to remind you about that art gallery. Okay, whether you're putting some of your art into this art gallery or not is another question. But they've just told me I've got to remind you about the art gallery, darling. Okay.
Well, that would be relative to my life, art gallery.
Yeah. Or is it? It's something to do with an art gallery. It's either you're putting your work into the art gallery or you're starting up an art gallery of yourself.
Could be both. Easily could be both.
Right, okay. Because I've been told to tell you about an art gallery. This art gallery is really going to bug me now. But it's just like they want you to know that they're there and they're watching you and they're very, very in awe of what you are doing, okay? Very, very awe. They want you to know that they're very, very proud of you, okay? They're very proud of you. Also, they've just said to me, I've got to remind you that they're sending healing angels, okay? They're sending healing angels for someone. Would you understand who that person is, please?
Yes.
Okay, they're sending healing angels down for it, okay? They're sending healing angels down for you as well, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much, my queen. Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you, queen. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. All right. Within the last 20 minutes of the show then, ladies and gents, we're getting to as many lovely people as we possibly can. Okay, so let's see where we are. Anna.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good evening. How can I help?
Yes, I was wondering if you could tell me anything about love life coming into my life. I've been told about this man from many readers, and I was wondering if you can pick up any insight on anything about him and how I'll meet him.
Okay. So, yeah, I do feel as though there's a gentleman going to come into your life. Okay, I do feel as though there's one going to come into your life. Yes, I do agree with the other readers. Okay. And where I think you're going to meet him is either to do with a workplace or do with just be generally on the street. Okay, just walking on the street. I do feel as though you're going to make eye-to-eye contact with him. And I do understand that these emotions are going to maybe flare up straight away. Okay, but I don't feel as though you're going to know this person, sweetheart. I really don't feel as though you're going to know this person. Okay, it might be something to do with a meeting at work, or it might be just something, as I say, just walking in the street, and he catches your eye. I feel as though he catches your eye when you meet him. Okay. But I do feel as though when you meet this gentleman, I do feel as though he's going to be a little shy. I feel as though he's going to maybe a little shy for the beginning. Okay.
Okay.
I do feel as though when you get to know this gentleman, I do feel as though he's going to be of a very open-minded person to what you can tell him. And he'll sit down and he will listen for you. He will listen to you. Okay. I do feel as though he will listen to you and what you need to do. All right, my darling. I do feel as though when this guy comes into your life, it's going to be very, very nerve-wracking for you as well. I do feel as though it's going to be nerve-wracking for you as well. Because with you, I do feel as though there is a few trust issues on the under the underlying as well. Would that make sense at all, please?
I'm sorry, I missed what you. I didn't understand what you just said. I didn't.
Right.
The last
okay. I do feel as though there could be a few trust issues with you as well, because there's something to do with the past as well. Would that make sense? These trust issues. Yes, you're very, very cautious. I understand you're very cautious, and that is a very good thing. Okay, it's a very good thing to what you want to think about. Okay, this is what I want you to think about as well, with trust issues. I do understand that you need to not lift the barrier too high, but understand that you've still got to have your guard about you as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, but with this gentleman, I do actually feel as though I do feel as though you're going to trust him, but it's going to take time to trust him. Okay, it's going to take time to trust him, because I do feel as though when you meet this gentleman, yes, he's going to catch your eye, and I do feel as though you're going to be sat in a coffee shop maybe, and I do feel as though he's going to come over and start talking to you. Okay, I do feel as though he's going to start talking to you, and I do feel as though when you get to know each other, that you are going to start and be very good, be very good friends first, and then see where it goes from there, because you've got to understand, you've got to take it slow as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. But I honestly see a good relationship coming for you, sweetheart. I really do see a good relationship coming for you. Okay, I really do. But when it's going to happen is another question. Okay, because obviously, as you know, spirit doesn't have a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they do things in their own time. They will put people together in their own time with who they think is going to be best for them.
Can you see a description of him?
I feel as though he's going to be dark-haired, maybe fairly tall with dark hair, very well presented as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very well presented as well. I do feel as though he may have a good job as well. Okay, this is what I'm getting. I do feel as though he may have a good job as well. Because I feel as though with a well-presented person comes somebody... I could be wrong. Could be somebody with a job. It could be somebody with a good job, but it could be somebody with a standard job, like, say, an office manager or something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel as though he's going to have a good job. I mean, even with an office manager, you can still have a good job with that as well. But I do feel as though he's going to be a very well-presented gentleman. A very well-presented gentleman. I do feel as though it's something that you would like with a person. They've got to be very well-presented or with a good representation as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, okay. But this is how I'm feeling, darling. I do feel as though he's going to be very well well presented. With you, so with some people don't care, but I feel with you that his image is everything. Would that make sense?
It's not that it's everything. I like smart and intelligent men.
Yeah. I do feel as though that's what you're going to get, darling. I really do. Okay?
Okay. Can you, by any chance, are they giving you a name?
No, they're not giving me a name at the minute, sweetheart. They're not giving me a name at the minute. Okay?
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you very much, darling. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Anna. Okay. All right. Let me see then. All right. So that gives us a little bit of extra space. Not a lot. But it means that we might be able to fit another one. So we're now with Jessica.
Hi, welcome back. Nice to speak
good
to you
evening,
again.
Good evening, Jessica. Thank you. It's nice to speak to you as well, sweetheart. How have we been?
I was, for the last couple months, I was hanging out at these two different horse stables, and I was following what Spirit was sharing with me. I spoke to you about it a couple of times, and they wanted me to share some ideas I had of events to offer, and I did that. The people were interested, but nothing came about from it yet. And then I started hanging out with this horse a lot, and I fell in love with this horse. And then I ended up approaching the owner of the horse and asking if I can, like, work with that horse to develop a class and also just to spend some time with the horse. And she sounded interested in my work, but didn't want me to – I wasn't charging her for anything, but she didn't want to do that. So I've just sort of been a little bit heartbroken the last couple days and a little bit confused because it was like –
yeah.
So I'd like to just kind of understand this a little bit better. I really thought that things were going to start taking off in this area, and now I have to wait more. So,
right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I'm wanting you to do, Jessica, is please do not lose faith. Okay, for one, please do not lose faith in, all right, my darling, because I do feel as though something's going to come round for you. This is going to come round for you. I feel as though the first lady that you've been seeing that you went to with the stables is going to really consider, is really going to consider your offer. Because I do feel as though she knows you're passionate about stuff like this, all right? You are a healer. You are a very good healer as well. You do like working with animals a lot and healing animals, sweetheart, all right? I do feel as though that first woman is going to reconsider, darling. I really, really do, okay?
Well, the one sent it out to the people at the stable, and
yeah.
She said, you know, it was just for, like, private sessions they would do, and she said, no one was interested, which is the same thing that I went through with the same lady, with both of them. I went through this, like, a year and a half, 2 years ago. I'm a little bit tired of all the rejection because I build myself up.
Yeah,
I'm going to cry again. I've just been crying the last couple of days because I just – it's like, what is the point of all this?
Okay. Well, please, Jessica, don't lose faith in yourself. You're not to lose faith in yourself, okay? It's just that sometimes people can't see a good thing when it's stood right in front of them. Okay. Nobody can see a good thing when it's stood right in front of them, darling. The right people are going to come along. The right people will come along, and they will take you on your offers, and they will start wanting to work with you, sweetheart. So please, darling, don't lose faith in yourself, okay? There's nothing to do with you why people have been a bit skeptical, why people have been like this, darling. It's not on your shoulders, okay? So please, sweetheart, don't lose faith in yourself, okay? Because it's not you, darling. It's other people, all right? But I do feel as though the right people are going to come along, darling, I really do feel as though the right people are going to come along for you. And when these people come along for you, you know they're going to be the right people as well, because you want to start using your intuition. Okay, you need to start using your intuition a lot, I'm being told to tell you. Okay, because you can normally sense when people are trying to just get rid of people who are trying to, they think that are a bad influence, or somebody who thinks that people, because you get people like that, darling. You get skeptics in the world that thinks that things like this doesn't exist. Things like mediums, things like healers. But all you've got to do is one time to think to yourself, sweetheart, it's not me, okay? It's not you, darling. It's not you. I promise you that, okay? It's just the skeptics
in the
world.
Yeah, so I know it's not me. These people are, like, closed-minded, or, like, they're not into personal growth. But the thing is like, I'm in this area right now. I mean, I'm planning on moving, and I have ideas as far as more of where I'm going to be moving and what I'm going to be doing and stuff like that. But I'm in this area now. So I speak to spirit all the time. There has to be someone within the 30-mile radius that's open to these things so that I can work with the horses.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, what was the whole point of sending me on this? Like, it really was kind of like a wild goose chase. I had to go get over my rejection issues again. I ended up getting rejected again, or put on hold, and then I ended up being heartbroken again. And it's sort of like, I'm just kind of like cursing out spirit, because it's like, this is ridiculous. You had me do this. I went through this 2 years ago with the same people.
Yeah.
You know, if they're not ready for it, or they're not interested in it, then where do you want me to go? And I've already ran around to a bunch of different stables. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm tired.
Yeah. Well, just think of what you can do, sweetheart, of how you want to do things, okay? They want you to understand that things like this just happen, okay? They wasn't to know that people were going to be so skeptical, darling, all right? They wasn't to know that people are going to be so skeptical. They just want you to sit and have a bit more faith in yourself, okay? Maybe when you move out the area, that people will be more open to things. People have got to open their minds. But you get people with closed minds, darling. You really do. And you will know when they're the right ones, darling. You will know when they're the right ones. Okay. They want you to start and have a little, as I say, have a little bit more faith in yourself. Stop so much that self-doubting, darling. Okay, so stop with the self-doubting so much, obviously, because they want you to start and think about your prospects. Okay, they want you to start and think about your prospects with you, all right? Because you've got some good prospects, darling. You know you've got some good prospects as well, all right?
In this area, I really don't. Nowhere.
You've been seriously considering moving, though. Okay. You have been seriously considering moving. Maybe not now, but maybe within the next few months, you might want to really consider it again, because you are going to get people out there that are actually open. What about, they're saying something about maybe advertising for it. Okay. They're saying things like maybe you should think about advertising things like that and see if you can get the open-minded come through to you, okay? Not just go running around like a silly sod. Just put an advert out, maybe into the local paper, maybe online, okay? There's lots of people who have contacts on Facebook. There is a lot of people who have contacts on Facebook, sweetheart, okay? So this is what they're suggesting to you. Put an advertisement out there first, okay? This could
right,
be another
okay.
direction for you.
Do you think that, so I have to just totally let that horse go that I fell in love with? Like, there's really no point in me going to visit him anymore.
If the woman's not very open-minded, she doesn't seem to me as though she was very open-minded as she was explaining. But as I say, when you get close-minded people, people can be very, very funny like that. Okay, when you get very closed-minded people can be very funny like that. And they don't want no more heartbreak for you, sweetheart. They really don't want no more heartbreak for you. Okay, this is why they suggested advertising. Advertising your strengths, advertising your qualities, okay? And then see what business you can get coming through there as well, all right? Don't be running after people. Let people run after you from now on, okay? This is what they want from you, sweetheart, to be honest. Get people running towards you now, okay?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. That's what I don't know how to, yeah, I don't know how to make that. So what do they want me doing in this area while I'm here? Because I want to get involved in the town, but the town is very close-minded. I want to do the horses. The people at the stables that I've been to are close-minded. So what the hell? Like, what?
It seems like everybody's
myself,
close-minded.
It's frustration.
It seems as though everybody around there is very close-minded. And I do feel as though all this, the town that you're in now is a very tight-knit community as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah. So what does Spirit want me doing with all these close-minded people that I have no influence over whatsoever? What the hell? Like, it's really just like, what do you want me to do?
Just keep doing what you're doing, okay? Because you're very spiritual, and I think some people are very scared of that around there. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think this is what's up with them. Okay, thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a funny statement. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jessica. Well, that's it for live air, ladies and gents. At this point, we ask Tina if she's able to carry on. We do have another three people in the court queue. Tina, are you happy to continue?
Not tonight, Ken.
Not tonight.
I would do one at any time, but not tonight, sweetheart.
Not tonight. No, it's understandable. It's very warm here in the UK. Very sticky night there, ladies and gents. And it's been 2 hours non-stop. We've had a very, very busy court queue for the first show back, and you know, it is that kind of sticky night where I'm sure Tina and myself just want to get somewhere cool, because I've been sitting here with where Tina's been sitting in her chair for 2 hours. I've been sitting here in my chair for 2 hours, and believe me, it is sticky warm here this evening. Just want to get up and move around now and cool down a little, yeah? So until the next time then, ladies and gents, thank you all very, very much for being here with us. Those we didn't get to, please do try again. And thank you all for joining us.